Panty Pleasures Part 5. I stopped fucking Chrissy for a while, but skinned her pricky lovingly as I felt the novice, but eager fingers of our new girl in my tight spot. They felt delicious there. I groaned out. That's enough lube, sweetheart. Now push it in 1 inch at a time. Sydney scampered into position, aimed at the mark, pushed, missed, pushed, missed, pushed, and entered with about 2 inches and a large pop. I groaned. Sydney was worried she had hurt me, but I told her that it was a groan of pleasure. The girl had some cock. Push on, I said. She did. And when it all got in, I was stuffed and she was in a new kind of heaven. She was so happy that she began to weep with joy. That was all very nice, but I suggested she put her back into a little fucking. Sydney proved quite adept at butt boring, and the three of us grunted, squealed, and finally screamed out in a three-way paralyzing orgasm that left us all covered with cum and presumed dead. I had told Chrissy the previous night that the first to get a stiffy after the apocalyptic fuck we just experienced would get to drill Sydney first. The thought of her sweet, girly butt resurrected me first, and I proposed that I show Sydney how it felt to be a wide receiver. Seeing how much we all enjoyed it, Sydney couldn't imagine it being anything but fantastic. I did warn her that there may be some slight pain, but since my yardarm was the size of a finger, she was probably safe. I lubed her up and she wiggled as if she would explode before I even entered her. Then she did explode, coming in big jets and squeaking like a little girl. Her pretty butt was apparently on a hair trigger. After she came, her hole was nice and loose, and I entered her tight, young, sweet love pit smoothly and lovingly. Sydney smiled over her shoulder at me like the angel she was. Chrissy saw my plump cheeks bobbing and took that as the invitation it was. I stopped fucking Sydney just long enough to pick up a 4.5-inch passenger. Then the train chugged down the track to Grand Cumming Station. Woo woo, I reached for Sydney's little girl, stroking its red head with a steady friction. Sydney turned her head for a kiss. I entered her mouth with my tongue. Our lipsticked mouths met. She spasmed and came into my hand, clamping her butt on my clitty. I milked her until she was dry, then rubbed the cum all over her balls. I felt the big one, increased my pace, then blew cum globs into the prettiest little girl in town's tender butt. Or maybe Chrissy blew goo into the prettiest little girl in town's tender butt when she unloaded into me. Beauty is so subjective. But the facts were, I was not only having the best time of my life, I was having the best time of anyone's life. Chrissy and Sydney and I had so much fun that week, but Chrissy and I didn't want to spook Sydney. So we didn't ask any of the boys over until we asked her first. We had no need to worry. The thought of a boy's cock in her butt had Sydney leaping with joy. I called Matt and told him that he had to bring a date for Sydney, because Chrissy and I were jealous. He suggested his 13-year-old brother, Jimmy. I had seen Jimmy's picture and he was a doll. Good choice. When Saturday came, we three girls dolled up for fucking first. Then we were going to make the boys buy us dinner. A little out of sequence, but it worked for us. We had found a nice miniskirt, top, and low heels for Sydney, but for the fucking, she wore pink stockings and a pink nightie. This would be Jimmy's lucky day, all right. The boys arrived on time, and Jimmy was as advertised. Cute! Sandy brown hair, big blue eyes, and tall for his age. I looked forward to making his acquaintance at a later date. Sydney batted her eyes shyly at Jimmy a few times, and Jimmy was smitten. Jimmy was a virgin, but ready to amend that condition at the earliest opportunity. We were all better at fucking than we were at small talk, so after around 15 minutes, the boy's clothes had disappeared. Jimmy was even better with his clothes off. I was such a cradle robber. Jimmy kissed Sydney sweetly and she purred. For some reason, we all stayed in the living room, not minding our own business. We wanted to see the two young lovers couple. Jimmy cupped Sydney's bottom with his hands and stole her breath with manly hugs and caresses. He was a natural. He also praised her beauty, which delights any girl. Sydney was hard and hot. We girls had greased each other's bottoms before the boys' arrival, so only Sydney's invitation was holding Jimmy back. She gave it. He accepted. Sydney sat on the couch and scooted down so that Jimmy could access her pussy freely if he got to his knees. A good position, The four older kids all stroked and caressed each other as we viewed the erotic drama. Jimmy continued to kiss and adore Sydney verbally as he brought his excited champion to her quivering hole. She was so small there, and Jimmy was a good 6.5 inches. It was not lost on Jimmy that his new girlfriend's cock was bigger than his. He found it thrilling. Sydney was whimpering and begging for his cock. Her pretty butt ring pouted for love. She reached out and touched his cock, and the worst thing happened. He lost his load before he reached the depot. Jet after jet of Jimmy's hot virginal cum doused Sydney's throbbing clitty and pink ball bag. Matt, Greg, and Chrissy stared in horror at Jimmy's embarrassment and Sydney's disappointment. It's a good thing someone was thinking. I stepped forward, rubbed Jimmy's shoulders, and told him there was plenty more where that came from. Then I used my fingers to scoop Jimmy's still-hot boyish cream from sweet Sydney's pubic area and used 2 fingers to slather it with a piston motion on the inner walls of Jimmy's lovely butt. I told him what a good-looking man he was and how much Sydney wanted him inside her. Sydney wiggled and squirmed provocatively, and Jimmy's cock got the picture. It erected fiercely. I kept fingering the lad's lovely anus as he entered Sydney's love pit. She squealed with joy and reached around Jimmy to replace my fingers with her own. Jimmy's body covered Sydney's, and he mastered her the way she needed to be mastered. Jimmy was a good one. I glimpsed about 1 inch of his shaft as it pumped in and out of the little cutie. Their bodies slapped together as the little angel cried and moaned. Having relieved his anxiety with the hasty ejaculation, Jimmy settled in for a long, slow, luscious fuck. Figuring Sydney was in good hands, Matt and I and Chrissy and Greg drifted off to the bedrooms for some wonderful love. I was comforted by the sequential screams of requited lust I heard from the living room all afternoon. Or maybe they were my screams. It's difficult to tell through the haze of carnal rapture. Around 7 p.m., we scrapped the idea of getting dressed to go out. Instead, we ordered pizza in. I'm sure the delivery boy could smell what was going on in the condo, but he would only have been invited to join in if it were a really bad porn video. At 9, we had to ask the boys to leave. They were reluctant, but we gave them a proper send-off. We lined them up at the door, then got on our knees and gave them each a full ball bath and took a big, gooey load in our faces. Sydney, the bad girl, got 2 big facial loads from her Jimmy, then kissed him a cummy goodnight. When the boys departed, I had another stiffy. So did Chrissy and Sydney, so we got into a sissy triangle, a 3-way 69, on the floor, and drew out the last drops from our exhausted testicles. I was feeling very happy when I arrived home around 10:30 that night. Generally, Mom and Dad were in bed by that time on a Saturday. I wondered if they still did it. They were 2 good-looking people, both small like me, though. The lights were on, so I stopped in the family room to say hi and goodnight. Mom said, "So Sarah, did you and Chrissy and Sydney and the 3 boys have a good time?" Fear gripped my body. I got a mega dose of adrenaline as my fight or flight options flashed through my mind. How did they know? What did they know? Was my life over? Dad said, "It's okay, Sarah. We've known all along." Puzzlement. "You have?" Mom said, "Of course. What kind of parents would let a 16-year-old alone in an apartment more than 30 hours each week and not keep an eye on things?" I said, Dad said, "Of course we approve. You and Jeremy, I mean Chrissy, are happy for the first time in your lives. And Danny is too." A glow rushed over me. It was going to be all right. "And Sarah," Mom said, "think about it. Weren't there a startling number of coincidences and circumstances that allowed all this to happen?" "What did she mean?" Mom continued. "Beth's assignment was real, but your father and I worked like dogs to make everything else happen. Think back. Your Aunt Beth was not very girly. Wasn't it strange to you that she had all that incredible lingerie and sexy clothes and 63 pairs of killer panties?" Embarrassed, I guess. Dad and I gathered all that stuff in the 2 weeks before Beth left and seated the apartment before you started going over there. We bought sizes that we knew would fit both you and Chrissy. "How did you know our names? You really need to keep your voice down on the phone, honey," Mom said. Sydney's mom had been telling me for some time that Danny was a panty boy, so we got some clothes for her too and hid them in a separate cache. I was in awe. "But the girl porn?" I asked. Mom frowned at Dad. "Your father's, I'm afraid. He's always had a thing for pretty girls with big cocks. He volunteered to donate his stash to help make you happy." I smiled at Dad. He blushed a little, knowing that I had had to unstick several of the pages. "Did we meet Matt and Greg without your help?" "Mostly. Although Dad did help things along a little by letting the air out of your tire that day." And I had blamed Matt and Greg. My mom and dad were guardian angels. Things worked out better than we could have hoped. "We've been in on this with Chrissy's and Sydney's parents, and we think you should all go full-time as girls. You can stay in your school if you like, or we'll consider other options, including homeschool." "Oh, and Sarah?" My head was aspen with wonder and joy. "Yes, Mom?" "We've also been in contact with Matt's and Greg's parents. They're eager to meet you both. The boys are going to ask you to their senior prom in 3 months. Let's see if we can have pretty dresses and the titties to fill them for you by then." I began to sob. I hugged Mom and Daddy. Mom patted me and said, "There, there, sweetheart. You deserve better than what life has dealt you. We just want you to have a happy life." It certainly looked as if I would.